Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nail Talk Radio. Nailing the world with polished discussions, the latest trends, celebrity makeovers and interviews. The most comprehensive and informative nail show on the web. Now, here's your host for Nail Talk Radio, your industry leaders, Avina and Braden.
Hello, Nail Pros. So glad you can join us. My name is Athena. We're set for another great radio broadcast tonight.
Absolutely. Welcome to Nail Talk Radio, everybody. My name is Braden, and thank you so much for taking a little bit of time out of your Sunday night or, you know, Monday morning, whenever you might be listening. And just thanks for listening every week to us. We appreciate it. Now, if you are listening live, though, make sure that you grab one of your mobile devices. Just head over to our website. It's nailtalkradio.com and click on Nail Chat. Then you can log in using any one of your social media accounts. Now keep in mind that our website is going to be changing here soon. We've got a couple of surprises coming up for you. So just in the meantime, though, you can click on Nail Chat and talk with us. What else we got coming up now?
Well, we have we always have to mention the Nail Talk Radio's Nail Those Profits at Sea Cruise, which is going on January 7th through the 15th. And this is something very special to you, Braden. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, you know, I think it's special to all of us here because it is such an incredible honor that we were given, truly, to be able to take over or continue on the legacy of Vicki Peters' Nail Those Profits at Sea Cruise. You know, we did a bit of a rebrand as Nail Talk Radio's Nail Those Profits at Sea Cruise now, but it's the heart of it still remains. You know, it is all about the education. It's all about the camaraderie, learning how other nail techs work in their cities, and also developing friendships that truly will last a lifetime. You know, I know from our last cruise, and we've had this conversation with other educators when you're out there at a trade show, something like that, where, you know, you get to see people just really quickly, and you can't always develop a feel for them. When you have 8 days with somebody, you develop those personal bonds. So that's a big part of this, too, for me, where you can actually get to know these people one-on-one and learn what makes them tick. And, of course, it's a tax write-off.
Right. What better way to take a nailcation, than having a tax write-off? As you had mentioned, we make friends that last a lifetime, at least a lifetime in our industry, and it's really an awesome experience. Not only that, but the non-product-based learning that mm-hmm. happens there on the cruise. One of the things that sticks with me from last year, and I think about it a lot, is Nail Eyes. Holly Skippers had a class called Nail Eyes, and it was so cool. I think it was my most favorite class of the entire cruise. And it's things like that that you take with you and you incorporate in your everyday work. You might not even be at work, you know, to look at something and recognize, oh, my God, I'm seeing it with my nail eyes. What can I take and transfer to the fingernails? It was pretty cool.
That was a
great
class.
I mean, there's a lot more to it than that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know that she's going to be offering that one again this year. So look forward to that. If you want to take it, that is certainly a great thing to take.
All right. So you know where to go. NTRATSEA.com. That's NTRATSEA.com for more information. Go ahead and get your down payment in now and sign up for the payment plan. I believe we have about 6 months left. Mm-hmm. And it is it's an affordable way for you to take a nailcation and have a tax write-off, as we've mentioned. We'd love to see you. Some of our teachers, some of our educators, do you want to talk about who they are?
Well, we certainly can do that in just a second. I think it's also really, really important to let everyone know that this is a hands-on education as well. It's not just someone telling you what to do, but we're going to be offering hands-on education for the entire week, you know. So it's not just someone yakking at you for an entire week. Now, I know
That's
a couple
right.
people have also asked me if we have a class list coming up. And come on, y'all, we got 6 months yet. We are making sure it is the best and, you know, most outstanding education that we can offer you. Right now, the current running plan is to have a gel day, an acrylic day, and then a sort of everything else, natural nail business days. 3 full days of education. We have a half day, too, that we can certainly play around with. And other than that, it's just going to be a ton of fun. So speaking of our educators, we've got Jess Briarmoon, Nadia Freund, and of course, we'll be there, we're not educating necessarily, Tammy Schmidt with Watercolors, Tracy Duncan and Amy McClure from Profiles, Amy Becker, Elaine Watson, Gwen Dedman-Littlefield, Holly Skippers, as we just talked about. And you know, it's just going to be a great time.
It sure is. Well, I don't know how many islands you have been to on the list, but there's a couple that I will be visiting for the first time, and that would be St. Kitts, St. Martin, St. Juan. San Juan. I haven't been to those. I believe that's part of the Virgin Islands. It's going to be, we've been to Haiti, so this will be our second time to go. But it's pretty exciting. So all I have to say is come and join the fun and set sail with NTR at sea. And I don't think you're going to regret it at all.
No, not at all. Not for 1 second. It's a vacation. So what other topics do we have tonight? We just actually got back from the Orlando show. And, you know, I think it really is important for us to start off the show just by saying we truly do send our thoughts and prayers to everyone in Orlando. You know, it is sort of shocking because we just came back from there. I mean, that the venue that was at was within 10 minutes from the convention center. It's just it is something that is mind-blowing to, I think, all of us. So we are sending our thoughts and prayers to Orlando. We, of course, love the premier Orlando show. And you know, our hearts and prayers are with you right now.
Yeah, either one of us could have known anybody that might have attended that particular venue. And it's really, it's just a shocking thing. So we definitely want to send out however it is that you feel it, you receive it, you know, and how you like to send it out. Just put those good thoughts and prayers that direction, if you will. There was a lot going on in Orlando, and when is there not when we hang out together, I should say, between teaching and being in the booth with LCN, who was absolutely wonderful. And, of course, we have to mention Michelle Davignon, who is the Director of Education for LCN, one of phenomenal organized director of education that she is. I told her, I said, man, you are everything that I'm not, and I so need your skills. She's amazing, isn't she?
Yes. If I could clone her and have her with me at all times, between her and Nikki, if I had one of each of them in with me, I would be miles ahead of where I am right now, trust
me. Right, exactly. And I have to say, I'm very blessed to know both of them. But the LCN booth was phenomenal. They had a huge team, and we were very involved with that. They were very kind to one of my other businesses, Athena Rocks. And we had Tori Bastion and Simone Gilbert from Australia in doing demos. And, of course, Nellie Neal was there, and who else?
Susie was there. We had Nicole, Rosanna, Emmeline. It was a great team. Oh, CJ Murray was there, of course.
CJ Murray, right? Mm-hmm. It was a great team, and I have to say that we spent quite a bit of time with them, and they were a great group of people. What else? The Beauty Tech event was a pretty big success. They sold out, and I believe they had roughly 400 nail professionals show up for that event.
It had to be at least, yeah. You know, of course, Saturday night is the night where we can all sort of let our hair down a little bit. It's not specifically a Nail Talk Radio event, so it's just us time. And the Beauty Tech event is in its 15th year, I believe, actually. And you get on Hack Swag Bags, all sorts of giveaways, and you know, a chance to just meet and mingle with everybody. As you can tell, I'm mumbling because we are still a little bit punch drunk and tired from all the excitement in Orlando. But the Beauty Tech event is an incredible, incredible time. And this was the first year that Deb wasn't there, actually.
That's right, Deb Dorlum, who has been doing this event, I think, in like 18 years now, although she wasn't the very first one to start the event, she did take it over, and it has become rather large and very successful with Nails Magazine's involvement. And what a fun crew Nails Magazine is. I mean, did you not have the best time hanging out with them?
They're an incredible team of people. You know, they put out a great magazine every month, and the people behind it are just genuine and real, and they actually do care about the industry. Of course, you got to spend a little bit of time with Sigourney, the associate editor at the INTA, right?
I did. The International Nail Tech Association has been reborn. It's been around for many, many years, and they've created they're now owned by the America's Beauty Show, and INTA has created a task force, which I've been mentioning a little bit on my Facebook page, that really is about them creating a new, or I should say us, creating a new nail tech certification. And it's really everything that you were not taught in nail school. And we are talking about not just meeting state standards, as we like to say over at Medi Nail Learning Center, but exceeding state standards. So this is something that they'll be able to come out of school, right out of school, and go right into taking this certification program instead of worrying about getting on the job training for so much of what we, you know, we learn after nail school. It's pretty exciting. Doug Shoon is heading it up, and there are some, you know, some greats in that group, along with Jan Arnold from CND, and let's see, we have Amber Edwards, and we have from, I can't remember how to pronounce the name of the salon. I always want to say it one way, and I'm afraid I'm going to mess it up, so I'll do a little, you know, Googling here in a minute, and I'll get that out the right way. But anyway, Dr. Spaulding is in there, and myself, and some other people. It's, we banged it out, Braden, in 2 days.
That is incredible. I mean, it just shows the power of great minds working together to accomplish a goal. You know, you definitely banked it out in the course of 2 days. And those were full days, too. It was all day.
Well, while Nikki was driving, while I was driving the last 3 hours of the way, I was on a conference call with those people. And I went straight from the conference call after 2 hours straight into the convention center, got dropped off and went right into that meeting. And we didn't get out till 4 o'clock both days. And that's where Sigourney was sitting in. And, you know, Sigourney's 3 months out of nail school. So she's just really embraced our industry by becoming a licensed manicurist. And she said she had no idea. She learned more. I mean, she learned a whole lot. She was pretty shocked, in fact. But it was a great event, and you're going to be hearing more about that in the upcoming weeks. This is a year-long project, but just get ready to embrace the top-level learning in every department in our industry.
All right. Now, let's talk about the trade show floor. What was going on there? I mean, we both got a chance to walk it quite a little, you know, quite a bit. So did you see anything new, exciting? I know you saw your Buff product, but what else was out there?
I did, and I did a video on that, which was pretty exciting. I've done a couple of services so far, so I'm pretty jazzed about the potential, money-making potential, as well as the health benefits associated with it. But I did. I saw a couple of new companies. We were able to do a lot of networking, as usual, with our friends that we are familiar with. But I was able to pick up some new vendors for the Best Little Nail Show in Texas and Oregon Nail Expo, which was exciting. But I didn't think it was that busy. I mean, I didn't think the trade show floor was that busy. Not like it was last year, but we did go to a couple of great classes, and Ellen's was one of them, wasn't it?
Yes, it was so great to sit in on Ellen's class, and she was there with Nancy King as well, who I actually got to meet for the very first time, and I think you did too. You know, we run in the same circles, but I just haven't had a chance to stop by and say hi. So it was really nice to be able to finally meet her as well. And Ellen was doing a class on massage for manicurists. It was a jam-packed class.
It was.
Yeah. It was great. Of course, you and I were both watching our cell phones, watching the weather patterns move across Florida as well. But I actually learned a lot from Ellen's class, too. You know, it's nice to hear about some things that you don't think about. You know, in massage school, they teach you the little taps, and then you're done.
Right.
And Ellen really put some thought behind her presentation. And, of course, she started out as a massage therapist, so she's definitely got that background as well. So if you have any questions about it, certainly reach out to Ellen as well, because she will have a lot of great answers for you.
She certainly will. I was so proud to be in that class with Ellen, and she has sat in many of my classes through the years and supported me and through MediNail Learning Center. But to sit in on her class and see it be so full and have so many people interested in what it was that she had to say, and her delivery was just spot on. I know Jess was sitting behind us. We all kind of like it was lunchtime, so we brought our lunch in to eat at the same time. It was really great, and I'm very proud of Ellen, so good on her for sure. Now, we had LCN had some classes. I mean, there was a lot going on in the education world, and I have to say that maybe that's where all the people were. What do you think?
You know, that very well could be, because they are doing classes basically every hour on the hour, more or less. And, you know, if you look at other trade shows, and I won't name names, but some of the last couple that we've been to, the bigger shows, they might have, you know, six classes throughout the course of the weekend, whereas Premier is three pages of just nails. And that's not even thinking about the hair side of things or the aesthetics or the business building classes. That's just nails. So there is a ton, anything you're looking for, and specifically because every educator who's in the industry is basically in one location at Premier Orlando. So there's so much that you can go and see, and I was fortunate enough to be able to sneak into a couple classes. You know, Macy Dunbar was doing her class, and it was a very one-on-one sort of class where she was just asking about their lives and how they follow their dreams. You know, she's an incredible speaker, an incredible presenter, and I wish I could have stayed for the entire class. And I would love to catch up with her on that sometime soon, because she is phenomenal. So if you get a chance to go see Maisie's classes, please do that. LCN had their classes. I was able to sneak in on Tina Alberino's class. You know, everybody, basically, everybody was teaching classes. Famous Names had their classes.
Well, let's not forget the meet and greet that we had at the Famous Names booth. That was pretty exciting and fun. You know, we've done this several times now, and it's we always have a great turnout. And they had some cheese and you know, some refreshments, and it was really great. What else do we want to talk about real quick before we go into a special caller?
Absolutely. I think we can catch up with Linda in just a second, actually. Our special caller, I gave it away. Sorry. Sorry. Well, on the trade show floor, there was the $25,000 pedicure chair that was done by the Crystal Ninja.
That was an amazing chair.
Mm-hmm. That C&D, of course, had their brand new Aerovex table. I don't know if we can say a whole lot about it, but Jan Arnold has taken a couple photos with it, so I'm assuming it's not too secret that there is an Aerovex in Jan Arnold's new table out there. Plus, also,
that's right. You know what I had mentioned, and I had taken photos, is that the thing that you have to understand is that if C&D, if their culture is going to bring in, you know, the concept of healthy air, I mean, I think that's a really big marker that's something that you need to be listening to and need to recognize, that the breathing zone is really an important part of what's going on in our industry. And, you know, how healthy we are as a result of our breathing zone, or unhealthy, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So they are definitely adopting the Aerovex healthy air system into their culture, and I think that's pretty fantastic.
Something else they were adopting during their runway show were the American crew models.
I see you were front and center.
Of course I was. I was sitting right next to Sigourney, actually. We had a moment. We shared a moment there. We bonded over the C&D runway show and the American crew C&D models. I was lucky enough, I was given an invitation along with Kate to be able to sneak in and see sort of the backstage action as they were preparing for the show. So I sort of knew what was coming up, and which is why I was front and center, of course. But, you know, they always go all out. Revlon and Sandy always go all out. And they certainly put on one heck of a show. They show nails in a way like no other company does. You know, they show the story behind the nails. They show the fashion that can go along with the nails. They really do put on one killer presentation.
That's exactly right. It's and then the goodie bags that came along with it were a lot of fun, and I loved the way they had it set up with Ashley, Winnie, and Heather Davis, where they were out doing the demos, but yet, and they were on the big screen as we had gone live on Facebook with that. And it, I just thought the combination of that, it just was really a great wow, another wow, you know, presentation by CND.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's see, before we bring in Linda Nordstrom, we definitely want to mention that the next event that's coming up is a Nail Tech event of the Smokies in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. You know, this is one of our favorite shows,
mm-hmm.
and it's in the heart of the Great Smoky Mountains. And of course, it's a yearly nails only, you know, show, and it's dedicated to bringing nail techs together with educators and nail companies for the purpose of education and product awareness. Now, their tickets, I believe, are on sale till June 30th, and you can go to nailtechevent.com to purchase your ticket.
Mm-hmm. It is a great show. If you're looking for a show sort of in the Midwest area, it is an incredible show to go to for sure. We love Jill.
Yeah, we love Jill. And in fact, she's just inspired so many. I mean, part of what we're going to be talking about tonight is a couple more nail tech event, or I should say nails only events that have popped up. And we're going to discuss that. And I believe that Jill has definitely done a phenomenal job of inspiring many. And so my hat's off to her, as she had been a great source of inspiration for myself. And so anyway, go and check it out, nailtechevent.com, and see what's going on. She's got a ton of vendors and a lot going on over there. And I believe this is her ninth year.
Mm-hmm. And it's bigger and better than ever. She's added on. So it's definitely.
That's right.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Expanding. All right. Are you ready to call our special guest?
Let's do it. All right. We're calling in Linda Nordstrom from Famous Names Products right now. And we have these abilities to dial people in, which are pretty exciting. You know, I mean, it's part of our radio platform. Pretty soon, we're going to be visual, live streaming visual radio. We're almost there. There we go.
Hi, Linda.
Braden?
Hey, how are you? You are live on Nail Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Outstanding, Linda. Thank you for taking a moment to come on the show and help us out with this topic that we have tonight.
Yeah.
We're talking about networking events and nails-only events. And my comment was, I didn't feel that even the greatest large show we can attend, Orlando, was even as busy as what I had remembered it in past years. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, I mean, Athena, I think you and I talked a little bit about it last week. You know, the larger shows, out of all of the large shows throughout the U.S., Orlando is probably the best well-run and gets more nail techs than any of the other big shows. You know, for us, it ended up being a really great show. We feel really blessed. But obviously, you know, to be at those big shows for someone like Famous Names, I mean, we only have four products. We're a small company right now. It's hard to justify spending all that money to be at that show to touch, you know, the nail techs that we do, where, you know, all of these networking events, you know, as a company, Famous Names has decided that we're going to do every nail tech networking event in the U.S. that we can possibly do.
That's awesome. And why is that? I mean, I believe that, you know, these bigger shows, these hair shows, they just really, they don't make room for the small businesses. Their prices are really high.
It's crazy.
To be a vendor.
It's absolutely crazy. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. But, you know, think about it. Up until the networking event started for small manufacturers or for even big, there was no place else to go. You had to be at the big shows, no matter what it cost, just to get exposure. You know, and then obviously, you know, social media helps. But But the networking events have now come in, and they make it easy for everybody to be able to join in. And, you know, what I love about the networking events, I mean, obviously most of us have all been to Jill Wright's in Gatlinburg.
That's right.
We see she started out really small, and look at hers now. She gets up to 500 nail techs. And how cool is that for us as nail techs to be able to go to a show that is strictly about nail techs? We don't have jewelry. We don't have, you know, all the little tchotchke stuff that we see at some of the big shows. And we have education. It's all included. And we're all in one big room. And, you know, I'm obviously, as you guys all know, I'm really passionate about the nail industry and really passionate about being able to spend as much time as possible with nail professionals. And the networking events are exactly what you get. It's only nail techs. We're all there for the same reason, and that's for all of us to learn and grow together.
Well, those are all, you know, wonderful reasons as well. But when you think about your return on investment, how much it costs just even getting to some of these larger trade shows that are just so expensive. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you really are taking a risk as to is the business going to be watered down because there's so many hair people and skin people, et cetera.
Yep. Yep.
Well, you know that these smaller events are definitely, as you said, very focused, and it brings everybody that you need right to one place. And I think that's phenomenal. Well, you know, we love that you guys are pro only and that you really do a great job supporting the smaller networking events and trade shows. And we need more people, more small businesses like y'all.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think you've probably seen it happening that because of these networking events, it's made it easy for other people that maybe have ideas and want to, you know, try to break into our industry by selling products. You know, I mean, just even look at Lucian, right, with his nail art. You know, if he had to try and build his company by only going to the big trade shows, he'd never be able to make it. So with these networking events, it gives everybody that has all these great ideas, it gives everybody a chance to be able to show the nail professional what they have and let the nail professional decide, you know, if that's what they want. And we're seeing that. You know, all the large companies, you know, they're always going to be there. And times change and trends change and companies change, and we have to all be ready to take a small company. Like, you know, I just even look at Famous Names. You know, we started out with one product, and, you know, 4 years later now we have four products, and, you know, 4 years from now, you know, we'll have probably double that. And so it's really great that it gives the smaller people an opportunity to let the rest of us know what their talents are and their creations are.
Well, I agree with that. And I think that a lot of nail professionals are drawn to Orlando simply because it is the largest gathering at a big trade show. We have the Saturday Night Social going on, and that's such a fun networking event. And that's really what I believe is still pulling them in. But My thoughts are that we're seeing fewer nail professionals at these bigger shows because, you know, Nail Talk Radio pretty much goes to all of the big shows. We're seeing fewer of them because now they have more choices closer to home. And, you know, it's less expensive on their pocketbook as well. So, well, Linda, thank you so much for calling in. We so appreciate your time as usual. And it was a great meet and greet in your booth. That was a lot of fun.
That was great. The pictures were all great. You did a great video. Thank you for doing that, you guys. You guys are always welcome. Everybody's always welcome. Whenever anybody wants to do anything and hang out at our booth, we always love being with you guys.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you so much, and we'll see you very soon.
All right, you guys. Take care. Have a great night.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Too. Braden, before we go to a commercial and Tweet Streets, I noticed that OPI was not there. I think that's got to be one of the first that I've seen.
You know, I feel like they've been scaling back a little bit. I'm not quite sure you know, since they went and were bought out, I'm not quite sure exactly if they're just reformulating the professional line and they're going to do a big launch. That's probably more or less what's happening. They're reformulating.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, we'll have to see. All right. Where are we at next?
All right. Well, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll hear a little bit more about Elsan and a few other things, and we'll be right back with you.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
Why buy into a pedicure system your clients can buy on Amazon? Not my salon. LCN Urea Pedicure Line is a pro-only, results-oriented product that will never be sold on Amazon or QVC. Click the banner on our homepage or visit LCNUSA.com for more info on this and other LCN products.
You've seen it on the Today Show, all over the web, and now everyone is talking about Dazzle Dry. The Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System takes only 5 minutes to dry rock hard. It's vegan, hypoallergenic, non-yellowing, and strengthens natural nails. No UV LED lamp needed, and most experience 14 days of wear. It's the groundbreaking new gel alternative. See the stunning seasonal collections. Focus your eye on Dazzle Dry. Wet to wow in 5 minutes. Try it now at DazzleDry.com.
Splitting, thin, damaged nails. As much as we try to keep our clients' nails looking gorgeous, sometimes they just need more. Before, we never had a way to fix things. But now, there's IBX by Famous Names. IBX forms an interpenetrating polymer network inside the nail where treatment doesn't just sit on top. IBX creates strength from within, helping to repair splits and toughen weak nails. Give your clients stronger, smoother, and healthier nails. For more information, visit www.ibxnails.com.
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Jen reporting from the Tweet Streets. Apple just released a new commercial for Apple Music, and the backdrop is in a nail salon. Previous ads have featured singer Mary J. Blige, actresses Taraji P. Henson, and Kerry Washington. But plot twist, this new ad features men, actor Ray Liotta and DJ Khaled, Major Key, getting mani-pedis while discussing the new Apple Music service. So, you know, that's great for mani-pedis and men in the summertime. I'm all for it. Tweet Streets is sponsored by Aerovex Systems.
Wow, that's huge for us. I mean, Apple, I mean, remember back in the day when every time you see a movie and anybody has a laptop, there's an Apple right there on that laptop.
Right, and the Worldwide Developers Conference kicks off tomorrow, and I know they're going to play the commercial there and then start rolling it out on TV.
Wow.
And those commercials do trend. They go everywhere. If you look at the last couple they've done with, you know, with Taylor Swift, they've been all over the internet. So I know that these ones will be just as popular.
Wow. Absolutely. Well, that's really great. That's great information. Thanks for sharing with us tonight. I miss Tweet Streets, by the way.
Ah, thank you. Glad to be back.
All right. Okay. So, all right. So where are we at now, Braden? I mean, who are we going to bring up first? We have our topic this evening really deals around small nail companies who just can't afford to exhibit at the big hair shows. So it's happening everywhere. We turn around, there's new events popping up. We've got two new ones for 2016.
Yeah, and I love to see that because it is nice that people are taking the initiative and saying, listen, we can't get the education where we're at, so we'll bring it to us. And up first, we're going to have Amy Davis. So Amy Davis is in South Carolina. And she's doing Nail Techs Unite Expo, which is October 9th and 10th. So if you want to find out more about this, well, I'm going to give you all the links in just a second. How about that? You got to listen to the interview, and then we can tell you where to find them at. So Amy Davis is a nail technician instructor working in the industry for almost 24 years now. As a licensed instructor since 1995, she is educated for Starnail and IBD. Now, those companies actually taught Amy valuable techniques that she continues to pass on to other professionals. She loves to educate and teaching continuing education classes, and as well as helping to develop several other associations launched over the course of 20 years, she's decided that now is the time to bring on a brand new trade show to South Carolina. So everyone, please, let's give a very warm Nail Talk Radio welcome to Amy Davis.
All right.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hey. Thank you. It's great to be on Nail Talk Radio.
Well, so why a trade show? Why are we uniting Nail Techs with your Nails Unite Expo?
Well, the show basically is for a lot of Nail Techs that can't get to Orlando, can't get to Chicago or to New York or out to California. If we're on the East Coast, a lot of times we don't have time or they don't have the money to take off and go to those bigger events. So I started an association for nail technicians, and while starting this, I decided I wanted to do something to bring in some educators, because that is what a lot of the nail techs have been telling me that they want. They want some education, and they want to, be able to get it closer to home and see how we can bring it here. So that's what I've been trying to work with the manufacturers and different vendors to get them to come down to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Well, that's a pretty place.
It's gorgeous. I love it. I go several times a year. Usually I'm there teaching, but, get to see the beach, get on it a little bit, not much, because usually I'm running back and forth, standing in the classroom, talking to a lot of different nail techs. I've been doing this, 24 years. Love it. I've taught continuing education for past 20 years, and I still love it today. So I want to make sure that we bring some education to the nail techs in our state and, in other states around us, North Carolina, Georgia, the ones from Florida, Virginia, anybody that's in the surrounding states that want to come, show tickets aren't but $30 right now up until October the 1st. So
right.
They can go to the website and get their tickets.
Tell us, how'd you decide on the location? I mean, what was it about that particular location, Myrtle Beach, that you decided on?
Well, actually, I've got a continuing education class that I'm teaching on the 9th there already. So I decided I'm already going to be in Myrtle Beach for October. Everybody loves to come to Myrtle Beach because October is a great time. It's still nice and warm. You can still get out on the beach. The weather's nice. And, you can come down for the weekend and, bring your family. You can vacay there. The resort that we're using, the Landmark, has got, a lady river there. They've got putt-putt right there at the resort. So the girls that I'm working with continuing ed, that's the hotel that they wanted to use for the classes. So I said, okay, well, let me check on them. As I checked, I said, that would be great. We could do a nail expo the next day, and get everybody to come in, get their continuing ed hours the day before, and then have educators the next day on, company-specific products, because South Carolina hours for continuing ed are non-product specific. I can't stand up in class and say, I'm teaching for ABC company, and because they want us to be all about the education, and that's what I love. I want to give them the education.
Now let's talk about your Sunday night party. It's a shag time, shag party. What's
shag? It's shag time, baby. Shag time.
Let's talk about that.
And
what's going on with your shag party?
The Shag Time Party is a meet and greet deal where the educators get to meet and the licensees that come. Nail techs get to come and talk to the educators. We are going to have some beach music playing. And so we could, we're going to try to set up a little dance floor area for those that want to get out there and learn how to shag or, just dance, period. Shagging is just a type of dance that's been done in South Carolina, and a lot of it done in Myrtle Beach, if you've ever seen the movie.
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up for me, because shagging in Texas does not mean a special kind of dance.
Exactly.
Well, it is a dance, but it's not that kind of dance.
Right. Well, this is a type of dance. So, it's just fun. There's really no certain steps to the dance, but, I grew up shagging with my mother in the kitchen. So,
I gotcha.
Just something we've always done. And it's something fun to do, something to make it a little bit different. And
well, we love that. I mean, that sounds like a lot of fun. What I'd like to know is, did you sit down with a calendar in front of you and pull all these other networking events and smaller trade shows and bigger trade shows together and say, oh, my, how am I going to wedge this in and make sure that I'm, I'm not overlapping this one? Because I know that for myself and Donna at the Best Nail Show, and then, of course, Kristen Dutcher with the Oregon Nail Expo. I mean, that's something that we thought about. So did it weigh heavily on your mind?
It did, and I tried to, try to pick a time that everybody wasn't going to be so busy in other places, that everybody has time to come here and come and relax a little bit too. I don't want to take away from anything anybody else does, and I want people to come because they want to, get some education from some of these the vendors that are coming. I mean,
that's right.
So we're hoping we get a few of them. This is our inaugural event for, the association and for Nail Techs Unite, and we want it to be fun and successful. Everybody needs to come and enjoy themselves, make it as fun for people as possible, and learn. I mean, I can't wait to see all of the education that comes out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, has it been easy getting the support from the nail companies? I mean, you just heard Linda Nordstrom say that they're going to attend every networking event.
Well, Linda is coming to our event. She's already scheduled. She's already on the roster. They've got their booth. And because they're going to be at booth number 102, and as well as Accents is going to be there.
That's
and
awesome.
Karen Clark, Jackie Putnam are both going to be there manning that booth, as well as, and I always say this wrong, I probably, and forgive me for trying to say it, but it's Gewal. It looks like Gewal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah,
with Shelly Kessler. She is going to be there at booth 105. And we just got confirmation from Profiles. They are coming. They're going to be at booth 103 and 104, Amy McClure and Tracy Duncan.
Well, that's great. It's exciting when you begin to build momentum and you realize that not only are the nail professionals that you want to have attend your show, not only are they hungry, but these other nail companies recognize that these smaller events, in order for us to be successful, we have to support one another. And I think that that's fabulous that they're coming out to support you. And I can imagine, I can see it, that you probably will have quite a few people out there joining your show, which is great.
We will, and I can't wait to see everybody. And 20 years ago, doing a couple of other shows throughout the years, everybody would say at different points in the past 24 years, manufacturers took different approaches at different times. Now, they were all about big shows or, coming to small shows, but, everything was kind of flip-flopping around for a long time, and now everything is coming around to saying, okay, more nail techs are wanting to go to smaller events where they can afford to get into the door and get more education out of it versus, sometimes going to some of the larger ones where, they're walking for miles to find the nail section. And I've been so happy to hear that a lot of times that they've been starting to put things together for nails in a certain area. So if you're just a nail tech, you can just go to the nail area and get exactly what you want. You don't have to hunt for a nail fix and hunt for a manufacturer that you want to see. And you know, a lot of the new companies out there, you know, them, you know, talking to them and getting them on board with coming has been great, because there's a lot of, you know, nail techs out there that want to see some of the new technology, and bringing it in for them to see it has been, you know, it's going to be great and awesome for them. And because
what
that gives me another platform. Vendors, right now with this event, we are looking at anywhere from $200 to $400 for booth space. And they're getting, well, I want to make it affordable for them because I want them to come.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to be able to afford to come regardless of, you know, anything else. I don't want to be based on price.
Mm-hmm.
I know some larger events cost $10,000 for people to vend at those mm-hmm. events.
Oh, you right.
It's hard. And it's really is hard. And, of course, this is my first year with doing this mm-hmm. on my with Nails Association and trying to make sure that it's going to be affordable for them and for the nail techs to come.
Well, let's talk about affordable really quick. I was actually just on the website, and you can get an oceanfront suite hotel room at this mm-hmm. venue for $90. $90.
What? Yeah. Yes. At the resort, when I talked to them about doing some, you know, bulk pricing, they were offering a really good deal. I mean, they're giving us a, you know, a discount off of what they normally do
mm-hmm.
because they want people to come. And it's, you know, it's not total tourist season during that time either. So you're going to have some, you know, quiet time, and you're not going to have every, you know, it's not going to be so, so busy that you can't get around to see things.
Well,
we're not but a couple of minutes, you know, we're not but a mile or so from the international airport
mm-hmm.
there. The hotel has got shuttle service. So all you have to do is call the hotel and say, hey, can you send somebody to pick
mm-hmm.
me up? Sure, we'll be there in a minute.
Is it still warm there in October?
Yes, it's still very
okay.
warm.
Okay,
I just
good.
Checked my flight.
Yeah.
My round-trip flight is $127. I'm there.
Throw that Nail Talk Radio card down.
Come on, Braden, honey. We will have a good time shagging at the Shag Time event.
I am going just to be able to say I shagged. That's what I'm going to.
I'll tell you, these, you know, the networking events around the United States, and I think that's part of how much fun they are. You know, when you go to an event, I mean, it's, you don't want to be stuffy. You want to let your hair down. You want to have a good time. And if it's clogging or shagging or doing the do-si-do, I mean, that's part of, I think, the intimacy of being in a nails-only event. What do you think, Braden?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. And like I said, it's like-minded people. You're in a room full of people who you're instantly have a connection with.
Exactly.
That's right.
And we want to share it with everybody. And, you know, that's why I said, you know, floppy hats, flip-flops, you know, attire is appropriate. You know, it's just casual, cute, relaxed. It's not, you know, we're not dressing up. We can wear our flip-flops and have our cute petties on. Come in showing off some really cute toes, because, you know, that's part of what we do in our industry. You know,
mm-hmm.
fingernails and toenails need to look great when we get there. Make sure they're freshly done.
I think so. I think we could do that. That just sounds like a possibility to me.
Well, see, I tried to talk to the hotel about letting us have shag time on the beach outside, but they're not quite equipped for it, so we weren't quite able to
God.
Get that accomplished.
I'm going to have to Google. I'm going to have to Google that shag time thing. I mean,
But shag time event for our Nails Association members, they get into shag time for free. All they have to do is go to the website and register, and that way we keep a running tab of who's attending.
Mm-hmm.
And those, if they want to bring a guest with them, they are more than welcome to sign up a guest. And it's $30 for them, because you can't shag alone, baby.
Shagging is always more fun with other people. Exactly.
It is. You can't shag alone. Come on.
Okay.
It's very fun trying to shag alone.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't think I've ever actually done any shagging, so I don't know what I'm missing, apparently. Real quick, before we let you go, tell us a little bit about it's your association is based on an acronym, NAILS. NAILS Advanced okay. Industry Learning Standards,
learning.
Which I think is pretty phenomenal. So real quickly, just give us a brief introduction to what that's all about.
NAILS Association is what I see for nail technicians. And, of course, it's going to grow, and it's, we're going to learn. We're going to find out what works and what doesn't work for our members, because the association is nothing without its members. So everybody that joins, you know, I want to give them a voice in our industry. I want to give them a voice in my association. Because it's not just mine, it's theirs. We all work together to, you know, to make it great. And, you know, our members get, you know, access to certain areas on the website that are just for members. And when we have affiliate sponsors like CJ Murray with Center for Beauty, you know, she's an affiliate sponsor with us. And CJ gets to go in just in the member area and post anything that her company's got going on, any classes, anything going, anything like that. There's a specific area that she can go in there and post that information for all of the members to see. They can go in there and do that. Then there's another section just for the professional members to be able to post questions that they may have about the industry. And so we have a, you know, private forum or chat room. It's called Let's Chat for all of our professional members. We're in discussions with insurance company currently about bringing in some, you know, professional liability insurance. So trying to get that in there so that anybody that needs it, our members will have access to that at a good rate.
I gotcha.
And then, of course, we've got, you know, we've got a lot of different things. I've got state ambassadors, regional directors, county reps, city reps, you know, the nail professionals that want to work with the association but just want to work in a local area within their state or their city or their county, they can do that. We can work together on building, you know, more networking events, smaller classes, individual classes, trying to bring down, you know, specific companies if they were looking for more education just from a, you know, an individual company to begin with.
Okay.
Or
and you're able to guide them? You're able to guide
yes.
them through the maze of the county, the state, the legislature, that type of thing?
Right. And that's where bringing in more members helps all of us because,
okay.
you know, everybody has different strengths and everybody has different weaknesses. And, you know, we want to help each other and make things better for everybody, not just for my association, because,
right.
you know, or not just for somebody else's. We all want to work together because then we make it all better for everybody throughout, you know,
I
the
agree.
Nail industry.
I agree. Well, Amy, tell them where they can find this information on Nail Techs Unite Expo that's going down October 9th and 10th with a little bit of shagging on the side in South Carolina.
They can go to the website for the show, for the expo. It is Nail Unite Expo. It's NAILUNITEEXPO.com.
Okay.
And they will find all of the information there on the expo, along with links to find out about the resorts, about purchasing the tickets. They can also go to Nails Association website, which is just nailsassoc.com.
Okay.
And they can purchase their tickets right there for the expo also and Shag Time. They can, and all, for all of your NTR listeners, we are going to do a special for membership until June the 15th. They can use a discount code on the website for, of NTR. and they can get $25 off of their membership. And that's membership for professional members, salon members, and affiliate members. Because our salon members get three members in their membership. It's a bundle package, it's a salon owner, and two of their staff members. And they also get a listing on the website for their salon so that anybody, because that is something that I want for them to be able to use for reference material for sending clients to other salons if their client's traveling or moving or anything
like that.
Well,
it sounds
like you have a family member.
You have quite a bit going on over there. It sounds much larger than what I had initially had a thought about. It sounds like we could do an entire show based on your new association as well as your expo. And I think it's all very fantastic. I love the fact that you have been so inclusive in so many areas of our industry. And I definitely I wish you the best. And, of course, Nail Talk Radio is here to support you and help you out any way that we can.
I appreciate it very much, and I can't wait to see you guys.
See you
okay,
October.
Well, thank you so much, Amy. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, I can't wait to go to South Carolina just so we can say we shagged. Well, I can say I shagged. I'm not even going there. It's going to be a great show, though. I can't wait. And the post that we'll be able to make just to be able to be there. And actually, South Carolina is a beautiful state, and Myrtle Beach is a beautiful area. And to bring education there is going to be phenomenal. So we can't wait to be there and see it.
All right. So let's pay some bills.
All right, right back with more Nail Talk Radio.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
Do you have an angel on your shoulder? Associated Nail Professionals wants to be the guardian angel for you and your business. As an A&P member, we'll help you to build and retain clientele, watch webinars with industry leaders, build a professional website, get a subscription to Nails or Viet Salon magazine, and enjoy 40-plus member-only discounts. You'll also receive the nail industry's most comprehensive liability insurance that will protect you from lawsuits. Even if you are not at fault, court costs alone can be devastating. Becoming a member is easy. Call 1-888-716-2727 or visit nailprofessional.com. Associated Nail Professionals, isn't it time you join us?
Since 1981, Essie has become the USA's premier nail salon expert. Essie's incredible palette of colors, long-wearing professional formula, innovative nail care line, and luxurious spa services reflect the care and expertise that comes from being in a relationship with Nail Techs for over 30 years. Learn more about Essie at your local distributor or at Essie.com.
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
Right now, I know that when you were in Orlando, we actually got a chance to stop by Max Estrada's booth to visit and see his e-nail couture products. And I have to tell you, the metallic collection that he just came out with is incredible in person. It's gorgeous, absolutely incredibly gorgeous. But also, did you get a chance to finally be able to smell his cotton candy scented monomer and his cherry scented powders?
It's amazing.
They are. You know, they never run, they never yellow, they never bubble, and even better, you get free shipping on them in the United States if you weren't at the show. Free shipping over $99 at enailcouture.com. Now, another product that we were not able to see in Orlando was Tat's Nails, and actually Tat's Nails right now has their red, white, and you promotion. So basically what it means is they're getting you to $1,500 off their device. That makes it right around $34.95. 0% interest financing and monthly payment plans. It is so incredible. You know, I know you've got one in your salon, and one of the really cool things about Tat's Nails is any one of their designs you can print in different colors. I think it's like 10 different colors you can print each different design in.
Yeah, it's amazing what you have at your fingertips with 30,000 designs, not to mention what they're continually uploading on a regular basis and what you can pull yourself and put in with a jump drive. Pretty amazing. We did Nikki's nails for for Florida, and they were for Orlando. They were absolutely gorgeous and they looked fabulous on her. I have to tell you, you have to check it out. It's another source of revenue. And I've got people asking me if they can take my machine and put it in a kiosk in the mall.
That would be incredibly intelligent.
Wouldn't it?
TatsNails.com, TatsNails.com.
Okay, well, before we bring on our next guest, I definitely want to say that, you know, it was great visiting with Balava at the Orlando show. It was even better when the owner, Natalie, came over to me and said, I just have to say that we are so happy with being a vendor at the Bessel Nail Show because we sold quite a few chairs as a follow-up to being to your show. I was like, yes, that's so exciting to hear. As you know, it's a great validation that they got some great return on their investment. But, you know, I have to say that Balava, when I went single-use and disposable, I got out of the stainless steel sinks, and I started with their Balava startup kit. I used it. I was on Dr. Oz or 2020 with it. It was pretty exciting. But now I've kind of, you know, I've gone all the way and I have their Embrace pedicure chair, which is absolutely amazing. If you want to learn about the art of a safe pedicure, you'll definitely want to have to visit balava.com. Sensibility, practicality, efficiency, quality and style. That's the foundation for the products of Balava Design, and they're there manufacturing for you.
All right, let's get to our next guest because I know we've got one more show to attend this year after this one. So who do we have up next?
All right, well, we have Dana Lynn Stockwood, also known as Fun Fancy Nails. Now, you know, Dana Lynn strives for perfection, creativity, and artistry. That's some of Dana Lynn's attributes. She has 10 years of experience as a licensed nail professional, and her love for nail art has been published numerous times in Nails Magazine and Nail Pro Magazine. To acquire information on new trends and become acclimated with new products, she enjoys attending the Premier Orlando show and avidly listens to Nail Talk Radio. Attending Mercedes-Benz New York Fashion Week has been one of her favorite annual endeavors. Dana Lynn enjoys educating fellow nail techs and is an SE educator. She aspires to do work for major fashion magazines, and someday she hopes to open her own nail salon. So please, everyone, give a warm welcome to Dana Lynn to Nail Talk Radio.
Welcome, Dana Lynn. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me. It's an awesome pleasure to be on the show this evening.
You know, and we were so excited to see you in Orlando. We always love running into you. You are always the consummate professional when you're out and about. So,
oh, thank you so much. It's always a joy seeing you two on the show, at the show, and also at the Nail Tech event on Saturday. So it's also a blast.
Well, it was so much fun.
Tell us about your trade show that you're starting. And did you learn any tips and tricks from the Orlando show, do's or don'ts?
I'm starting this Nail Tech Expo. We used to have one in New Hampshire, and Darlene Donovan was running it, and unfortunately she resigned from doing this great show. I always love the opportunity to be able to learn from other companies and learn product techniques, and when I found out that she was no longer doing it, I was quite devastated. So last year we didn't have one, and I thought, gee, you know, we really need something in this area because we're lacking that in the East Coast, especially in the New England area. I know that there used to be a huge show in New York and actually in Boston, and that dwindled, and now it doesn't exist anymore. And so trying to get education in this area can be a little bit tricky. So I decided to go ahead and take on this huge endeavor of creating an expo in our area.
Now, did you know what you were getting into, you think? Now that it's coming up quickly, they always do. So did you have any idea? Are you coming up with things that you're going, oh, wow, I wish I would have known that?
I haven't yet run into that. It's been a great experience all along. And, of course, I had Darlene's blessing in creating this because I never want to think that I'm stepping on anybody's toes when I started this process. So she's been a great help, of course, and I haven't run into any bumps yet or any like, whoa, what am I doing now? It's been a great journey.
Well, you know, it's great, first of all, let me say, when you have respect of your peers, you know, I believe that the people that just genuinely want to help, they're there. They're there for you. So when you ask questions and you need some insight, I mean, you quickly learn who's there to support you and who is not,
that
right?
Yes, I totally agree with that, Athena. It's so true. You quickly learn who will be present and totally behind you, full steam ahead. And then, you know, and then I really take that to heart. And it's so nice to see so much support that I'm getting within our area, within the companies that are wanting to come to our area. Like, it's so enthusiastic to see this happen.
Well, very good. I know that, you know, with each region within the United States, it's a different animal, if you will. I mean, every place has its different demographic. And so tell me, in your neck of the woods, is it how is it dominated? I mean, with the nail population.
I think we have a nice mixture of everything regarding nail art, regarding those that use gel and acrylic, and also doing natural nails. And I love that dynamic. I actually did kind of like an all call on the site, on the Facebook page, to really inquire about what everybody was looking for, because I'm trying to really get everybody's interest, because if we just have one specific kind of, I guess, road to go down, then there won't be interest from others to come. So that's really important to me, that I try to get as much input so I can really get and hone in on what people are looking for.
Well, I'll tell you, that is definitely, I mean, doing your homework really will help you. Tell us where... when and where is the event?
The event will be held on Sunday, October 23rd, and it's in Leominster, Massachusetts. It's centralized to a lot of the towns, to New Hampshire and along Massachusetts itself. It's about a minute off the major highway, and I'm hoping it's a good location. And from the feedback that I'm getting, it seems like it is. And being this my first event, of course, I'll learn from it and see if perhaps going towards closer to Boston would be more feasible for those. So it's all a learning curve.
Mm-hmm. Can you share with us a little bit? I mean, did you just wake up one day and go, you know what, I've decided I'm going to do this? I mean, really,
so,
maybe help us out with that.
Okay, so I've been thinking about it for the past few months, and just wondering, because I love education. I've had the joy of sitting in on one of Danielle Constantino. She was one of the finalists for NTNA.
Love
and
her.
Yes, and learning from her and her talents. And I know Wildflower is coming, Lauren, Wireman, she's coming in. And so I really, for myself as well, I really wanted to be able to have the education localized instead of bouncing from here to there trying to get the education in. So it was pretty much a thought process, and then I was like, I have to do this, because I know a lot of the nail techs are interested in doing it, but I hadn't really gotten any feedback in regard to who wanted to do it. So I was like, you know what, I'll just take it upon myself. I'll go ahead and try this out and see how it goes.
Well, so far I think you're getting a good response.
Yes, I've gotten a very good response. Lots of nail techs, again, have thanked me numerous times for putting this together and saying how daring I am to do this, and this is quite a big endeavor. I have quite a few companies that are already signed on, and I'm in the process of finalizing some more. I'm looking to have perhaps 20 vendors at our event, and it seems as though I'm halfway there. So to know that I took this on in probably about 4 weeks ago and to see the reaction of people responding, it's really nice to see.
Now, are you going to work the show, or are you going to, be the event coordinator?
I'm only going to be the event coordinator, yes.
Okay, well, that's kind of smart, I think, in my opinion. I mean, it gives you a better opportunity to get a grip on your show. So I know lots of people in that neck of the woods. Lori Ducharme, that's her hometown, and I know that not far away in Rhode Island is Gina, and I mean, and I've actually been to Rhode Island myself. I know that's a beautiful area. All of those, you know, Massachusetts, and I mean, in October. I'm an outdoors girl, so that's a beautiful time to be there, isn't it?
It is. The foliage here is beautiful, and it's a great time to be here in October, definitely. And we're not very close to winter, which is, I mean, you never know what can happen in this neck of the woods, but hopefully there will not be any snow for that weekend.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask a question about that. I mean, you know, that could be a cold time for some places.
Now, how far away from the airport are you going to be? Is this event?
I'm sorry, say that again.
How far away from the nearest airport for us, those of us who might be flying in?
So flying in from Boston to Leominster from the airport, it's about an hour commute. Mm-hmm. And you can also come in from Manchester and drive into Leominster, which is roughly about an hour commute.
Okay, nice. And is that it's being held at a DoubleTree, correct?
The DoubleTree, yes, in Leominster. And there are a block of rooms reserved for those who are attending. And I'm hoping to also have a tech talk the evening
right.
prior. And so,
right, that's what I was going to ask you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm in the works of working that out. And that seems really, I mean, I saw the one that you had, Athena, and I thought it was wonderful. I think some people had periscoped it, so I was definitely in tune and watching. And I thought it was a great concept.
Yeah, it is. And we're real blessed to have Risa Carter, who really was spearheaded that event. And we were just blessed to be able to launch it at our show. So it's something that really should be done everywhere. And I think that that's actually morphing and becoming better honed. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot to that. We're looking for results as a reason for getting together. And I know that they're going to be coming down very soon with some, you know, answers to the questions that we had. But I have to say, I'm very excited for you that you are getting so much support. And, you know, I'm a firm believer there is enough business to go around, because you're going to have people, you know, hopefully you will have people attend your show that have never left their area to go to any of the other events. And this is really a great opportunity.
I agree. There have been people that I run into, and they're excited about me attending Premiere or excited about me going to a local education class that I'm taking. And I think this will be a great opportunity, like you said, for those that are localized that cannot or don't have the ability to go and travel to Premiere or Tennessee, perhaps, or even the Northwest retreat, which I hear is phenomenal. And hopefully we can, again, hone in on the interests that these particular nail techs want and have a successful event.
If you were to count offhand the people that you know that are just in, you know, your area, I mean, because I know in the Northeast you can drive through 3, 4, 5 states sometimes in an hour. So in your neck of the woods, can you pull out 50 nail professionals in just that one area?
I have to say, in our salon alone where I work, there is there are 9 nail techs in our salon alone. It's a huge salon. And I'm hoping that many of the nail techs I either work with or associate with can really promote this for us as a whole. And I'm sure we can get at least 50 attendees within the area alone.
Oh, that's
within,
great.
Yes. Within a 15-mile radius, there are plenty of nail technicians. I hope we'll take the opportunity to attend this event.
That's great. And, you know, having the vendors, I mean, obviously the nail companies are going to be coming from out of town because we know that the majority of them are either in California or, you know, some are now in Oregon, some are in Texas, but for the most part, they're on the other side of the country, and you have to have them fly in. But if we all just focused our shows in our own backyard, that's really what we're talking about. I mean, it's great to have, you know, other nail professionals fly in and come and attend your show, but you're trying to bring this event and expand the knowledge of the local professionals first, right? Is that what your goal is?
Most definitely. Oh, most definitely. And I think Linda made a valid point in regard to, I mean, it's great to hear that she says they're attending all the events, which she will be, they will be at this. And to really have it localized, like I'm not looking for a trade show. I'm looking to just really have an intimate setting where people could really get personal with the companies and really network with local nail tech and just make it a success with everybody attending.
Well, I believe with your experience and your charisma, I don't think that you're going to have a difficult time at all. And I'm pretty sure you're going to be very successful.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, let's see. So the dates again here. Do you have a website that they can go to?
I'm actually still working on the website. This is a one-man show, so I've been little by little trickling information in. I do have a Facebook page set up at the moment, and all the information is on there. I haven't listed the companies that have signed on yet because I thought it would be a great platform to do it on the show this evening.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So I have so far profiles backstage. I have Famous Names that's coming, Forever French, LCN, Light Elegance, Pampered Perch, Pro Tip Clips, A&P. So those are the companies
very
that are.
Nice.
Yes, I'm
that's
very
fantastic.
Excited. So
congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. And if anybody has questions, they can feel free to email me. The email address is also on the Facebook page. And as soon as the website is ready to go, I will post it on there as well.
It is
okay, well, tell us what it's called. Massachusetts Nail Networking Expo. That's a mouthful right there.
It sure is. So the email is slightly abbreviated. It's MA Nail Networking Expo @gmail.com.
My Nail Networking Expo @gmail.com.
My Nail. I like that. My Nail Networking Expo.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I didn't even think about it that way. It's because it's MA is the abbreviation for Massachusetts. So I was like, I have to cut this down a bit.
Yeah,
but I like
that's
it.
A good one, Brian.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I see a marketing spin there.
Come on down.
Totally.
Be
done.
Well, very good. Okay. Of course, you know, we definitely are here to also give you as much support as we possibly can. And so as things progress, I'm sure you'll be letting us know so that we can, you know, help you out, help Amy out, and help to launch your show and for you to get that education to the professional and become successful.
Sure thing. Thank you so much. I so appreciate being on the show this evening.
Well, thank you for taking the time to come on the show. And you know, you're welcome anytime you like.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Athena.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Braden.
You're welcome.
You are welcome. We will see you soon, Dana Lynn.
Most definitely.
Well, since we're discussing October, which sounds like it's a very busy month, and I doubt seriously that anybody can get another show into that month. There's a lot going on. Let's talk about the Northwest Nail Tech Retreat.
I love the Northwest Nail Tech Retreat. Let me tell you that. That's it's 123 days away. I've got my countdown going. 123 days, 14 hours and 40 some odd minutes before nail camp again for this next year. You know, when you think about a value, think about value for any sort of nail event. You know, if you're looking at our cruise, you know, it's all inclusive, things like that. For nail camp, it is, again, all inclusive. Lodging is included, meals are included, plus you get that goodie bag, the product bag. And of course, that's not what it's all about. But we all love to go home with a swag bag, right? Unless you're in South Carolina, and it's a shag bag. But, you know, I'm going to get around that too. That's going to happen. But the product, you know, bag at the Northwest Retreat is over $400 value, or has been historically. You know, so save some room in your luggage if you are flying in, because you are basically getting your entire nail camp paid for in products that you take home. There's six classes, six 60-minute classes, business seminars, workshops. And it's all included for the $499 price, $469 if you're an early bird. But it is incredible. It is October 14th through the 17th and at Camp Burton, which is in beautiful Vashon Island near Seattle. It really, truly is probably one of my favorite events of the year.
Mine too. Let's bring Ellen on. We have about 9 minutes left in the show. Let's bring her on. Ellen, you have 3 minutes. Hit the highlights. Maybe something that Braden didn't talk about.
Hey,
Ellen? Nope, we cannot hear you.
You can't hear me?
No, you sound pretty far away.
Hang on.
Oh.
Probably hear my dog barking, huh?
I can hear the puppy. I love it. But, you know,
hang on.
Let me tell you this about nail camp. The word camp scared the heck out of me.
Hear me out.
We can. You know, I live in the country, but I consider myself a city boy at heart. And when I hear the word camping, I clench my toes, I clench my fingers, and I go, oh, no, it's camp. Well,
just like Millie.
We're Midwest. We get each other. We feel each other. But when I arrived at Vashon Island, it was the summer camp of my dreams. Let's put it that way. It was an incredible event. It is so beautiful there. It's absolutely breathtakingly gorgeous. And, again, with that sense of camaraderie where you're spending time all at, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, plus, you know, seminars and workshops with people who are like-minded, who know what you're talking about. It is an incredible event. Take it away, Ellen.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, sorry if you hear my dogs in the background. I had to go on my mobile here. sorry. One of the things about the retreat that will be coming up very soon is the annual Vicki Peters Memorial Scholarship. So we have people send in entries for that, and Vicki's sisters actually pick the recipient. Jess and I give our input as to who we think also might be a good recipient, and they actually pick the winner. And I think last year Diane and Natalie announced it on Nail Talk Radio. I had no idea who the winner was. Ended up being Kate Land from Toronto. So that will be happening again.
Right. Well, you know, you guys don't really have any room to grow. You keep it to a certain amount of people, and I would say for as large as it is, it still is very intimate. It's hard work. It's nonstop education, one class after another class after another class. And I think probably, Ellen, one of the most significant parts about living for 3 days, 4 days with, you know, your cabin mates is that we all eat together three meals a day.
Well, that's the unique thing about the retreat is, like, you know, you go with groups to the shows and you kind of stick together in your little group. But this thing, you don't know who you're going to camp with. Who's going to be your cabin mate. Sometimes you can request somebody you want to be with, but everybody stops at the same time. We all go to the same dining hall. The food is cooked for us. We'd like you to mix up your table so you're meeting somebody new all the time, and you get a chance to sit with those educators that maybe you were in their class, and you come back and go, you know, I have another question about that. And you can talk with them, you know, during a meal or something. So it's a little bit different than anything else in the industry, I feel. because of that. And we have fun too. We have some fun stuff up our sleeve.
There you go.
Oh, and the first day, of course, starts with your, you know, your structure class, your beginning class. And the one thing that I hear over and over and over from anybody, beginner or veteran, who have taken those classes, is just how quickly and in one day they see their nail skills improve from morning to night, too.
Well, that's the five-hour seminar that is Friday. The first day is all hands-on, and I don't think there's anywhere else out here at events where you're going to get Nail Pro Cup winners and top nail artists helping you one-on-one, nail by nail, how to critiquing your nails and helping you become better. So our structure class is you make a nail, you get it critiqued, and then, sorry about the dog, the door here. And then you go back, you make another nail, you get it critiqued. By the time you get to your fifth nail, it's pretty darn good, and that's all Friday. And then Saturday morning, we have everybody compete in a one-hand, one-hour competition.
So there's a lot going on at the Nail Tech Retreat. It's different. It's unlike anything else. And it's yet another way for you to get some really great hands-on education, one-on-one time with the educators there. And really, it's a great bonding experience, very motivating. And I love it. I'm an outdoor girl, so I'm definitely, this is where you put your hair in pigtails and there's no makeup and you guys are, all hanging out together.
But it's really not roughing it. It is in a cabin, but we're not outdoors. You're not in an outhouse. There is a real bathroom and shower in your cabin. So it is really fun. We have some people that have attended every retreat we've had. And we always get new people. We have a school that brings their instructor brings their entire class. So it's really fun.
All right. Well, Elle, thanks so much for coming on and helping out with giving an explanation. And, we have 3 minutes left in the show. I know that this show has been all based on, networking events and trade shows in our industry, aside from the big shows, which mm-hmm. are pretty much dying out for the nail professional. Wouldn't you agree, Braden?
Well, I do agree with that. I think the networking events are definitely the way to go. What I do think is nice, though, is I do see that the bigger shows are attempting to change that.
Well, America's Beauty Show for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They're asking for the input. So I think they are trying. But bang for your buck, networking events, 100%. It's just nails. There's none of the extra. It is one-on-one time with some of the most talented educators in this industry. And you really can't beat it. Plus,
yep,
they're always really fun places, too. Sometimes mm-hmm. when you're in Chicago or Orlando, there's so much going on. But if you're in, Gatlinburg or Vashon Island or, now going to be in Myrtle Beach or Massachusetts, it's so much to see and do, and it's a great time.
It is. Well, I have to say, we only have about 2 minutes left in the show, and I want to tell you guys, get ready. June 26th, we are launching via Nail Talk Radio, and I'm very excited to have Tan Nguyen and Toa Jade Tang as our hosts. It's going to be exciting, and what's different is that Nail Talk Radio will also be relaunching for live streaming video. So we're going to stay radio show, but we're just going to be a visual radio show. Right, mm-hmm. Braden?
You got it.
So you guys put that on your calendar. It's 14 days away and pretty exciting. Pretty soon you're going to start seeing some of the rebranding, the refresh on our branding. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, this thing says a minute and 22 seconds. Can you believe that? Well, anyway, we have, that's it from everybody here, the crew at Nail Talk Radio in our global studios.
We thank you for listening.
Absolutely. We'll see you next week.
You can find all the links mentioned in tonight's broadcast by visiting our Facebook page at Nail Talk Radio. From all of us here at NTR's global studios, we thank you for listening. The views and opinions of our guests do not reflect the beliefs and feelings of our hosts.
Oh, Braden. Oh,
you're a little mad.
I get a good feeling.
my what?
It pins in it, doesn't it? Travel map.
Oh, pins in my map. I'm like, I'm
yeah.
So we just got back from Orlando. I can't even think.
Okay, well, stick another pin in it. I think you've got two more places that you're going to have to visit after tonight's show. All right, thanks everybody. We're out.
Bye.
Like home. Bye.